Fair enough. I completely agree with that. You know, I have the Raiders coming in. Mm-hmm. A lot of optimism for the Raiders going into this year. A lot of the experts, or quote-unquote experts, have been picking the Raiders to make the playoffs. It's about damn time that they make it, because it's been since 2003 since they even been in the playoffs. Who was their quarterback back then? Was it Rich Gannon? Yeah, the Rich Gannon era. And again, you know, Chucky, they got to make it. The whole Al Davis era is over. It's time for them to move on, refresh. But
it is, and we definitely need to work on our penalties. That's for sure. Raiders. I mean, if any of you guys listening out there, please work on your penalties. I mean, the game that when they played Green Bay this past weekend, I mean, they had 10.
Right.
You know, versus
well, it is preseason. Preseason is a lot different than regular season. So you're working out the kinks. A lot of your backups or players that might not even make the team are playing. You know, and it's just for coaches to get a brighter picture about what their team is looking like heading into the season. So I wouldn't be as worried about that game per se. I think you guys would be fine. But let's tie in a little bit about what's happening today in football to what you do with Just Gorgeous, and, you know, being a life coach and motivational speaker and things of that nature. And we see, you know, a lot of the athletes in the NFL right now, they are getting charged with, you know, domestic violence cases left and right. We got a lot of players such as Le'Veon Bell from the Pittsburgh Steelers getting caught. They failed their drug test because they were smoking too much weed or something like that.
Yeah. As well as Martavis Bryant.
Yeah, among others. And, you know, everyone has been saying, you know, these guys are making millions and millions of dollars, and they're risking all of that for a drug test they know about. They know what day it's going to be on. All right, you just literally let's be honest. You just got to be clean enough for that drug test, and then pass it, and then do whatever you got to do, as long as it doesn't affect your play on the football field. So if you were talking to one of those players that either got with the strapped with a domestic violence case or with a failed drug test case, what would you talk to them about? How would you try and console them? How would you try and talk to them and try to motivate them to kind of step out of their boundary and instill a little bit more discipline into their lives in order to keep the profession, the privileged profession that they have, playing a kid's sport for millions of dollars?
Right. No, and that is an excellent question, Becker. I mean, first of all, being a life coach, I do want to put a disclosure out there that, by all means, I am not a therapist, so I do not administer medication. But
Damn it.
The fact that I am a life coach and I coach people to move forward, one of the biggest things that I do is that, you know, when I talk to my clients or these guys, they have to acknowledge the past, right? And definitely understand their present. And then they have to put together a roadmap for their future. Now, of course, we hear people talk about that. But being a mom of 8 children and talking to these guys, first and foremost, we need to sit down and dial it back to the basics. Okay, what is the purpose? Why did you want to become an athlete? What was your mission? What was your purpose? What was your vision? Now that you're here, what do you see yourself doing? I mean, obviously, you can go and blow money like there's no tomorrow, and, you know, and obviously you're pissing it away for testing positive. Now, I mean, it's very simple. There's two things that we need to do here. Either A, the athlete needs to take it back all the way back to the bones of where they worked their asses off. And I'm sorry for saying that. You know, try to get to where they're at today. They need someone, or their coach or their therapist needs to take them back to their childhood, to there when they were in high school, working every day on that field, day in, day out. They have to go back to that moment to believe in themselves again as to why they want to be who they are today. And once they acknowledge that and they feel that again, the motivation is within them already. The purpose of me being a coach is for me to say, okay, let's peel the layers. Let's peel the onion. Mm-hmm. What if you want to piss away your career, by all means, you can do it in a matter of less than 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. But having them refocus, having them re-strategize, having them going back to that person who dreamed the dream of ever making it, right? I mean, what was the pain point? the pain point of it all, because like you said, they're privileged. Mm-hmm. And people are doing things to allow them to continue to make these mistakes. For instance, if you're going to tell a child, if a parent is going, they know that their child did something, cheated on a test at school, and a parent is aware of it, and they go and pay somebody to make that disappear, to make their kid pass. Guess what? You just taught your kid the most unethical practice. And from here on out in life, they're going to expect that from everybody that they meet.
Right.
And this is what's happening to these athletes. They're getting a slap on the wrist. Okay, everybody deserves a second chance. They need to be given a performance improvement plan, a personal improvement plan. And what I call a PIP, a personal improvement plan, they need to peel the layers back to the basics of why. What is their why? You know, and really dig it into. You can't just continue to allow them, you know, because of the privileges and the money that they have,
mm-hmm.
okay, you can go ahead and party. Here's something to cleanse it out. Let's pray and hope that it's going to be clean. And if not, we'll work on it.
Right.
These athletes are human beings. They need someone to slap them around. And what I mean by that is like, okay, check this. You can't do this. This is what's going to happen. Matter of fact, you're done for this year. Until, you know, they have to be held accountable. And they need to take responsibility for their actions. And they're not doing that because they need them out there in the field. They need this money to be made. They've got investors in their bank. I mean, it's kind of like they now become puppets. Can we, you know, continue to teach them as human beings that they are? And that's what these athletes need. They need real people, real coaches, real, you know, people on their team to advise them the best way of the pros and cons. And, you know, and the result.